AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama, Vice President Biden, their wives, and the president's two daughters welcome Pope Francis to Joint Base Andrews outside Washington this afternoon. A crowd cheered as the Pope appeared at the doorway of his plane. It was windy. The pontiff removed his white skull cap before descending the stairs. His skull cap blew off when he arrived Sunday in Havana. This time, he held it tightly in his left hand as he walked down the receiving line with President Obama. Both men meet privately tomorrow in the Oval Office. The big event comes Thursday when Pope Francis addresses a joint meeting of Congress. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says lawmakers need to show some nonpartisan decorum during the Pope's speech.
I would hope that if there's applause during the speech, we can all applaud, but not the up and down stuff. I think that's not a dignified way to conduct ourselves.
While in Washington, the Pope will be staying at the Vatican's diplomatic mission near the Vice President's official residence. After months of declining to take a stand on it, Hillary Rodham Clinton has taken a position on the Keystone XL pipeline.
Clinton says no to Keystone.
It is imperative that we look at the Keystone pipeline as what I believe it is, a distraction from the important work we have to do to combat climate change.
Instead, she says she'll focus on renewables as a key plank in her energy platform.
I want to see us, by the end of my first term, have installed $500 million more solar panels.
Clinton recently promised she'd take a public stance on the Keystone pipeline, suggesting she was growing impatient with the White House for delaying its final decision on the project. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The price of crude oil fell 2% to $45.83 a barrel. This is AP Radio News. A state judge has overturned New York City's ban on plastic foam containers.
The ban on drink cups and food boxes made out of polystyrene, commonly called styrofoam, went into effect July 1st. The sanitation department said the stuff doesn't biodegrade and can't be recycled once it's been used to hold food. But Judge Margaret Chan accepted an industry group's argument that polystyrene can be easily cleaned and recycled. The city says it will appeal the ruling. A spokesman for the mayor says nearly 30,000 tons of the material enters waterways and landfills every year, and it doesn't break down. Warren Levinson, New York.
Syracuse University is considering kissing its Kiss Cam goodbye after a fan suggested it sends the wrong message at a time when colleges and universities are fighting against campus sexual violence. Former President Jimmy Carter was caught unabashedly on the Atlanta Braves Kiss Cam last week, kissing his wife during a home game. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.